I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. In our present series, we've been looking at the subject of problems. And if you've been listening, you've heard me say that problems produce symptoms. In order to solve our problems, we must look at those symptoms, not ignore those symptoms, but realize that there's an underlying problem that's producing a symptom. And we need to look at the symptoms, do what the Bible says in order to solve the symptom, to take care of that symptom, and it leads us back to the problem that we've been having, and that enables us to solve that problem that is producing so much that's going wrong in our lives. Last time we looked at the subject of pride, or the symptom of pride, and I'd like for you, just for a moment, to think back just a little about the very first sin. Well, the very first sin was not murder. It was not stealing. It wasn't lying. It was not swearing or even eating of the tree that God told Adam and Eve not to eat from. The very first sin was pride. And the very first of God's creation who sinned was none other than Lucifer. We read about that in Isaiah chapter 14 and 1 John 3:8. It talks about that. It says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Well, there's many things that points to the fact that Lucifer became the devil because of pride. Ezekiel 28:17 says, "Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted the wisdom, thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness." In other words, he was lifted up with pride. So the very first sin was pride. And you and I shouldn't be praising ourselves, and that's boasting. We shouldn't say things like, "Look how great I am," that's boasting. And when we say, "Look how great God is," well, then that's praising God. Boasting in self is sin, and boasting in God, and that's praise, is our duty as His creation, as Psalm 33:1 says, and Psalm 147:1 talks about. We need to praise God. And we need to give Him all the glory. Well, today we want to look at the subject of depression. We may not get through this entire symptom, of studying this symptom of depression today. We may continue that in our next lesson as we look to the Lord and ask Him to lead us and guide us. And let me clarify something here. As we begin this study on depression, it's important to distinguish between various kinds of depression. And there is a depression that results from people being irresponsible and failing to do what God has told them to do. And this is the kind of depression I'd like for us to discuss. Well, depression can also stem, at least in part, from physical causes such as a chemical imbalance of the brain, the thyroid gland not functioning properly, and so forth. It's important in dealing with depression to first seek to rule out any physical causes. And in doing this, it may be necessary to consult with a qualified physician. Any time that I consult with individuals, anytime someone comes to me for counsel, I have a form they fill out, and I recommend that they go to a physician to find out if there are any imbalances within themselves that could be causing a problem. Well, very often, rather than a person having that physical problem, a person's state of depression stems from his failure to obey God. This happens many times. Well, the Word of God makes it clear that obedience is the key to happiness. And this implies, of course, that disobedience is the key to unhappiness. There are so many unhappy people in the world today. And believe it or not, there's a lot of saved people, Christians, who are unhappy because they blame everything on someone else instead of taking the responsibility for themselves. They're in disobedience. Well, Praise ye the Lord, the Bible says. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Psalm 112:1. And in Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28, it says, And it came to pass, as he spake these things, a certain woman of the company lifted up her voice and said unto him, Blessed is the womb that bare thee, and the paps which thou hast sucked. But he said, and this is Jesus speaking now, he said, Yea, rather blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. You mean Jesus said that you can be more blessed than his mother Mary? Well, that's what he said. He said you can be more blessed when you hear the word of God, and it goes a little further than that, if you hear the word of God and you keep it. In other words, you do what God wants you to do. The first thing God wants us to do is receive Jesus as our Savior. We hear the word, God speaks to our hearts, and we understand we're sinners, we're lost, we're on our way to a devil's hell, but Jesus Christ is the one who can save us, and we hear that through His Word, and His Word is the Bible, the Holy Scriptures that God has given us as a guide for our lives in this world. We hear the Word of God and we keep it. The first thing we do is receive Jesus Christ as our Savior. And then after we're saved, we do what He says in the Word, not to stay saved, but because we are saved. And this leads to happiness. John 13:17 says, If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. You want to be happy, you need to do the things that God wants you to do, not the things that you want to do. I find that when I pray, I need to pray, God, your will be done. And when His will is done and I'm in His will, then I'm naturally happy. Naturally, that's spiritually speaking, I am happy because I'm doing the things of God that God wants me to do. Well, depression, what is depression? Depression is the state of feeling sad. Depression is the state of feeling down. Depression is a state of feeling gloomy. Depression is a state of feeling low in spirits, discouraged. Well, how many people listening to this today, they fit those descriptions? How many of us fall into that category of feeling sad, down, gloomy, and discouraged? We shouldn't be there. Some of us feel as though a dark cloud has settled over us. Well, once again, that's not right. We need to understand that Jesus Christ, our Savior, has given, He gave everything for us. And why should we be gloomy? Why should we be sad? Because we're on our way to heaven. We have everything to be happy about. I'd like for us to think just for a few moments about a fellow by the name of Cain, the world's first baby. In Genesis 4:1, it tells us that Adam and Eve's firstborn was named Cain. He was the first baby born into this world. In 4:1 of Genesis, it says, And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. She was happy because God had given her a son. And I believe if you read Genesis 3:15, you find out that was the first time that God said, I'm going to send a Savior. There's going to be a Savior born. And I believe that Eve possibly thought that Cain would be the Savior. You say, well, why would that be? Well, I believe that if you study the Jewish history and study the Word of God, you find out that the Jewish people looked for a Savior. They looked for the Messiah. And just as we look for the rapture of the church, we have no idea when the rapture will take place. There is no set date to determine when Jesus is coming back for the church, the rapture of the church. We don't know. Well, I believe that when God made this promise back in Genesis 3:15, there was no set time. In other words, He knew the time, but He did not tell us the time. He did not tell man when it would take place, just as He has not told us when the rapture would take place. But we know that Jesus did come on the scene. He did live, and He died, and He was resurrected from the dead. But I believe that Eve thought that possibly Cain was the Savior. We know that by reading he was not the Savior because certain things happened that let us understand that he was not the Savior of mankind. Now, I want you to notice this. The first baby born was Cain, and Adam and Eve, we understand as we read the Scriptures, became sinners. In Genesis 2:17 it says, But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. that God was telling them, you know, when you eat of that tree, if you eat of that tree, you're going to die spiritually and you're going to die physically. Well, we know they did die physically, but thank God he gave them the coats of skins. He offered that sacrifice, the blood sacrifice, and he clothed them according to the word of God. And if you keep reading, you'll find out that that they were saved. They're on their way to heaven. And I believe they're going to be in heaven as when we get there, we're going to see Adam and Eve. Now, don't get excited and don't run up to Adam and say, why did you get us into that mess in the first place? Why did you sin? That it says in the Bible that for as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death passed upon all men. And remember this, that for death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. We can't run up when we see Adam in heaven. Now, it's not going to happen anyway like that. But don't be mad at Adam, because you have a choice. You can remain lost and on your way to a devil's hell, or you can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today. So don't blame Adam. You need to blame yourself if you end up in hell, because God's not going to send you there. Neither is Adam, that person who received Jesus Christ is on their way to heaven today. But I want you to know that Adam and Eve became sinners. And in Psalm 51:5 it says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We're born in sin. And that's what happened to Cain. Adam and Eve became sinners, but Cain was born a sinner, according to the verses that we read in the Word of God. Psalm 51:5 talks about, you were born in iniquity. You were born in sin, according to the Word of God, and you need a Savior. Well, you can go man's way or you can go God's way, and we're going to look at that the next time. When Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to cover their shame and sinfulness, according to Genesis 3:7. Well, they made a mess out of everything, and but thank God, through His mercy, He stepped in and He made arrangements for these people to go to heaven. They made their own covering by the work of their own hands, and God rejected this. Remember the fig leaf covering? He rejected that. Man was trying, and this is an indication that man was trying to go to heaven on his own. It doesn't work that way. Well, there are many ways that people try to go to heaven, and we're going to look at that the next time as we continue our study on the subject of depression. This is a symptom of an underlying problem within many people's lives today. Do you know Him as your Savior? If not, why not trust Him today? Ask Him to come into your heart. He wants you to go to heaven. And I want you to go to heaven, but the main thing is you need to want to go to heaven. Ask Him, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. I receive You as my Savior. If you'll pray a prayer like that, God will save you. Mean it in your heart. And if you're saved, you need to let Jesus Christ lead you and guide you. And you need to be a witness for Him wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. Uplift our Savior, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly, is our prayer.